Welcome to the Sonoma Savers podcast, where you can live better by being just a bit smarter. In today's episode, I recorded a story that I wrote to myself at 18 years old. I think one of the most important parts of the financial well-being journey is to look back and recognize where you could have done things differently and make those changes going forward. So this is my attempt at that. Sean, greetings from the dawn of your 30s. You've got 10 East Coast winters, 8 years of college, and one wedding to plan before we meet, but I'd like to share some suggestions that will deepen your pockets and expand your perspective before that day arrives. These next 12 years will be the best of times and the worst of times. You will have a beautiful daughter and lose your godfather. You will marry the woman of your dreams and watch your parents slowly separate. Through all of it, you will transform from boy to man, and it is my hope that I can make this journey a little easier and more rewarding. And hey, you've got a lot to look forward to. You own a 3-bedroom home in Sonoma County. You were just invited to play in an adult basketball league at San Quentin with Matt. You make a fresh Americano every morning with a Breville machine that mom gave you. Life is good. For reasons beyond me, you are going to work very hard for your money for the next 9 years. From spending the summer in Alaska power washing a 200-foot deck and running errands for wealthy guests, to working overnight at Sullivan Street Bakery and Hell's Kitchen, you will be like the saints of old, lashing their backs to find meaning and purpose. I'm here to let you know it doesn't have to be this way. Let your money work hard while you take it easy and not the opposite. I'm not saying be lazy. Rather, take that management position at Sullivan Street Bakery when George offers it to you. And before that, take a teaching methods class at City College and become a teacher right out of the graduation gate. The light bulb really goes off when mom sends you that article from Money Magazine about Vicki Robinson, 9 years into your journey to me. Vicki's story about buying a duplex and paying off her mortgage with her rental income while conveniently living rent-free comes at the zenith of your frustration. You've just been evicted from your apartment in Buffalo and are seeking a new place to live without a vehicle to facilitate the experience. You've become tired of the nobility of poverty narrative that somehow infiltrated your mind, and you are ripe for change. Now, I'm really hoping this letter does not have some unforeseen consequences like in the butterfly effect, but nevertheless, here are my recommendations. First, you need to use your creative genius to save at least 10% of your income every single month. By the time you finish college in 2012, you will have $42,410 of tax Social Security earnings on record, yet less than $1,000 to your name. The same industry of spirit that led you to scan the walls of your college's halls for scholarship offers and apply for every one that you were eligible for, figure out a way to save as much of that $42,410 as you can. This starts with learning how to track your income and expenses. To do this, identify exactly how much you bring to the table each month and how much you spend. Anything that is left over, ask mom to show you how to invest in an index fund. She'll want you to buy Apple, so do a little bit of that, but go for the boring index funds with the rest. If you really want to play your cards right, save all your leftover income up, then wait until the stock market drops to its nadir on March 6, 2009, and invest everything in it. Like Andrew told you, when there's blood in the streets, that is when you buy. Next, focus on increasing your income. Learning how to leverage your unique talents for profit is one of the most intelligent, creative, and fun things you can do. It doesn't mean you're a sellout. It means you understand how to see things from the perspective of others and provide a meaningful service or product. You could start a tutoring business by posting on Craigslist. Do informational interviews with authors, speechwriters, and screenwriters to learn about how they arrived at where they are at. Find stories of people who inspire you and figure out what steps you can take to move the ball forward in your own life. And just for fun, don't quit the City College basketball team. I know it sucks to get made fun of by your teammates, but you are a freshman in college, and that is what happens. They aren't hazing you, and you don't need to take it personally. In this case, take it as a sign that they like you, and you need to earn your spot in the lineup. And I acknowledge, it is a new feeling to be the only white kid on the team. However, it is a vital opportunity for you to experience a minuscule fraction of what people of color feel like every day. Learning how to move beyond your feelings and look at outcomes is going to be a big challenge for you in the next 12 years. I can't wait to meet you. You have so many good things going. You're curious, you're in love, and you're doing a lot of stuff right. Stick with Kiana, invest in your education and those index funds, and don't take anything personally. You are your own man, and you're doing it your own way. With love, Sean. If you enjoyed this episode and you want to hear more, you can do two things to help out. First, log on to SonomaSavers.com and subscribe to the blog. Second, leave a review on this episode. It lets me know you're getting value from the episode so I can continue to produce more. Thanks.